is full of things that we just accept that are actually nonsense. Aliens. Ghosts. Jesus, the number of ghost stories. No actual evidence anywhere, and people are making millions. If this was a ghost podcast, it would be doing so much better. Oh, ghosts. Edith was a maths teacher, and she died. And then every time one of her students used a calculator, they saw boobies in the screen. It's nonsense. So much nonsense astrology. I think you will have a birthday in the next 12 months. Psychic mediums, karma, fate, and God. And on the flip side, there are things that people thought were made up that are actually real. The duck-billed platypus. ME. Are you gonna stay in bed all day? You're just a lazy cunt. You're a lazy cunt, Nathan. Not true. You know, the lighter was invented before the match. Did you hear me? The lighter was invented before the match. So you never know. Some things you think are true and not true, and vice versa. The aliveness in you is a spirit that is a non-material reality. And being a non-material reality, it is indestructible. Your spirit will live on. It is infinite and eternal. So that said, ghosts are real. But nobody believes they are real because the spirit is invisible. But the feeling of aliveness is most intimate and unmistakable. That's what somebody says on Reddit anyway. It sounds true until you read it more carefully, and then it sounds like utter nonsense. But it's not nonsense, is it? We're alive right now. And that feeling of being alive cannot be explained through biology. You know, goats are alive, but don't feel the same things that we do. Duck-billed platypus, duck-billed platypi, are alive. But even they don't think they're special. But humans are special because our spirit lives on. My grandma's spirit lives on in me. And that's not mumbo jumbo. You know, she's not even dead. My grandma is 100 this year. And since she slowed down a few years ago, I've truly felt her spirit moving into me. I've become more and more like her. Kind, generous, funny. All the good and none of the bad. And in turn, my spirit is transferred into her to make room for her spirit. So she is consequently more mardy, more insouciant and irritable when the room isn't really, really fucking warm. I don't believe in ghosts, but I do believe in spirit. Her spirit lives on. And if you don't believe that, you know, fair enough. As my grandma would say, I like you, but you don't like me. I mean, she said that about mustard, but you know what I mean. Light another fire, Nathan. Do you know the lighter was invented before the match? Maybe. Just maybe. We don't know everything. After all.